Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Planning Committee meeting, Monday the 24th of April. I have apologies for absence from Fred Cagill. And everybody else, I think, is here, and you're substituting still for Brian.
Well, I'm seeing Brian. He's not come forth,
unfortunately. Well, he wasn't too well when I saw him a little while ago.
Can I just give a report, actually?
Yes, certainly.
Brian is... Well, when I saw him a couple of days ago, he was fine, but he's going in to have a bit of drain put on his chest. So, but yes, he's a lot
he's okay.
Better.
Good.
He's a lot better than he was.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Send him our best wishes.
Yeah, please pass on our best wishes. Hope he's back with us soon.
Yeah.
Before I move to the, we have. Two applications in respect of 62 Foxholes Hill, which is 17/0787 full and 17/0651 full, both in respect, as I say, of 62 Foxholes Hill. So therefore, we will be having a public speaking session. Can I just have members' confirmation they're happy I deal with that, those two applications at the beginning of the meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. So move on to the public speaking session. As members are aware, representations will be taken ahead of our discussion on these applications, and representations may take up to 3 minutes. We have two speakers for both applications, the applicant who's speaking in support of the applications and Mr. Adams who's speaking against the applications. Obviously, we'll take as they're two separate applications, we do need to take them separately. So I will, first of all, the first application, which is 17/0787 full, 62 Foxholes Hill, rear ground floor extension and loft conversion. So this is the application in respect of just that matter, the rear ground floor extension and the loft conversion. First person I will call is Mr. James Dibley, who wishes to speak in support of this application and is the applicant. Mr. Dibley, would you like to come forward and speak to the Planning Committee? I should stand to the side and then you won't get that in your eyes.
Yes, either side.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah, that's fine. And then we'll obviously discuss the second one after this one. Okay. So, Mr. Adams, would you like to speak in respect of this one? This is the rear ground floor extension and loft conversion, not the second one, the garage. We'll be talking about that next. All right.
Understood. Thank you. You know, I'm Trevor Adams. I live in the next property, 60 Foxhall Hill. Objection that I made to the ground floor extension and loft conversion at number 62. Foxholes Hill has got a character all of its own, and the dwellings are in open spaces, which is understood to be intended to give a feeling of openness. The southwest coast panel lies immediately outside the boundary at the rear of the property at number 62 and is well used access by thousands of people, visitors, and residents throughout the year. And the area is well deserving of its status as A and B. This this proposed ground floor extension would extend beyond the rear line, just beyond the rear line of the property at number 62, into the garden that separates the dwelling and coastal path. The present conservatory is not on the plan, presumably it is being removed, but the solid appearance of the proposed dining room, which is now proposed, contrasts with the lightweight appearance of the conservatory. This present application, I believe, and we believe, the wife and I, it's for a ground floor extension and loft conversion. It reflects overdevelopment of the site with its character and appearance of such a special outlook and special look-in from others.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Adams. Well, this is in respect of 17, oblique 0787 full, 62 Foxholes Hill, rear ground floor extension and loft conversion. Highways do not wish to comment, and the one representation is that from Mr. Adams, who we've already heard of in public forum. Councillor de Serum.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. We Councillor Nash and myself visited the property 2 or 3 weeks ago. We went and made a visit, so we have actually done a site visit, and we've heard from both parties involved in this matter, both neighbours. I draw attention to the comments made by the applicant in his original letter, where he says this property and those adjoining were constructed in 1977 in basic brickwork with concrete interlocking tile roofs. Over the years, there have been minor additions of a rear conservatory and a porch and shed to the side elevations. So, with regard to that, we can actually agree what has happened there insofar as there have been minor additions. However, it isn't such a watered-down version. It could be argued that it's definitely out of keeping and out of character with the rest of the property. So, you know, whilst we can agree what the applicant has said in terms of the description of how we got to where we are, if the committee was minded to take it further, then clearly, as the neighbours have said, it would potentially be out of character, particularly, I think, if you look at the actual plans, where you can actually see the elevations are quite sort of larger elevations than would normally. Yes, you can see the bottom there, the two right elevations are quite, that make it quite large and possibly unsightly compared to the rest of the area. So that's really what I, as your board representative, was thinking. And I would obviously, if Councillor Nash has any comments to add or anyone else on the committee, do please go ahead.
So you're proposing refusal?
Proposing refusal on that ground.
Yes,
Councillor Nash?
I second that. Thank you, Chairman. Can you read out Ron's diagram? What are 1, 2, 3, 4? What's the word underneath? Ah, that's the front.
Front.
This one's the front. Right. The rear is one door window and roof lights as well. And the side elevation to the side elevation to the northwest, is it? If you go on, please, one more southeast. No, it's the next one, isn't it? I'm trying to look for the side elevation to the neighbouring number 62, it's that one, northwest elevation, that's where it's at. No, I agree with compared to all the other bungalows along that line, this is quite a large development in the roof space, particularly. These former areas have said, and I think the plans might again say that, but I certainly would like to approve it, and I would second for objection.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? So it's proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Those against, those abstentions, 1, 2, 3, so that's carried. So that's refused. Thank you. Now the next application, which is 17, oblique 0651 full, 62 Foxholes Hill again, detached garage and garden store, and the amended plan is for the repositioning of the garage.
Chairman, if I could just ask something on this. I discussed with Ron, it was after the last planning meeting where this was discussed. I only saw and had in our mind one application, but then a second application modification came in, repositioning, which I didn't see a picture of on like Monday night. So therefore, as far as I was concerned, it was only the first application with the judge. Hence why
That's fine. Just for members' recall, we did discuss this at the last meeting, as Councillor Nash has indicated, and we objected to the original application on the grounds of loss of amenity and light to number 60. And the height of the garage would be above the boundary wall and have an overbearing effect just 1 metre from their property, which was the original plan. But this is the amended plan for consultation, which is the repositioning of the garage. So, Mr. Dibley, do you just want to explain the change? And that should be the latest one, because it says it's been amended. Yeah.
So the garage as such hasn't been repositioned. I don't know.
Well, it's East Devon that actually usually give us the information.
About loss of light seems to be based on opinion rather
Lovely. Thank you, Mr. Dibley. Thank you. Do you want to ask a question? Okay.
I am a trifle confused. I thought that the garage and the garden store had been through planning already.
We had the original plan that's been amended. This is the amended plan. We had the original plan on Monday last time.
And I can't see the difference. What is the difference completely in the amended plan?
I agree that the actual difference, as far as any impact on number 16, there isn't any difference. But I just feel that I've given the opportunity to comment.
It's the same plan, basically.
Well, East Devon have said that it's a repositioning, and Mr. Dibley is saying it's similar to the previous one.
It's not repositioning, no.
It's
basically filling the gap between the garage and the house, making an attached garage.
Okay. I'm just a bit confused. It's my age.
Councillor Bailey's question.
May I ask for this second plan? Is the distance between your neighbour and your proposed garage any greater or any less or the same?
That's exactly the same. The actual distance is 1.25 metres. I think it's been referred to as a metre. But it's the actual measured distance between the wall of the garage and the face of the window is 1.25 metres.
Thank you. So even though you've enclosed the gap in between, you've still kept the garage in its original position?
Yes.
Making the garage in fact larger inside than it would be,
yes,
rather than moving it further towards your house.
Yes, it's been made wider by incorporating.
I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dibley. Mr. Adams, would you like to address the Planning Committee?
I'm sorry. I'm in a great disadvantage because I heard hardly a word of what was said. I just picked up a few phrases. The thing about the sun, if I could just cover that just before I start. Every morning we sit down to the sun coming in the window through us onto my cornflakes. Now, okay, when this garage wall appears, the shadow of the sun will be, the brightness of the sun will be about 3 or 4 inches from the top of our window. And it just is not right that we sit half in the dark. And I'm appalled that anybody can make a suggestion which would put a brick wall 1 metre outside of our windows. It just isn't on. It's not a humane thing to do. The covering letter, I think I picked up, that it's now been admitted that the repositioning of the garage isn't a repositioning of the garage.
No, he's just saying he's making it wider rather than repositioning it. I think
it's
just saying.
It's not repositioned at all.
No.
So a good look at the plan to see what the difference was. And the difference was that instead of the garage being on one side, the garage being on one side of the space between our bungalows, it now fills the whole space. And the width of the garage is now 3.9 metres, or will be 3.9 according to the plan, rather than the 3 metres that was on the front. So it's 25%. The construction, it's exactly the same. The loss of light will be exactly the same. And to my mind, this is completely unacceptable. The dining room opens with the sun, open in the morning with the sun coming through, and it's there for most of the day. And to say otherwise is not correct. Now, we get a good amount of light, yes, of course we do. But the fact of putting a brick wall 1 meter outside a main window of the dining room is just unforgivable. I'm sorry, we completely, utterly object to that. Can I leave it there?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Adams.
Sorry, I can't make, if there are any questions on points raised, I just didn't hear a lot of what was said.
No, I think he was just explaining about the garage, but the bit about the sunlight, he was actually saying that he'd had a survey and that it was saying that the sunlight would 90% most of the year, other than 2 months of the year, it would be the same amount of sunlight coming in your window. That's what Mr. Dibley's report was given.
I live there all the year.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying that was what he was saying about the sun, just so that you knew. That's okay. Right, members, I was going to say there were some pictures, I think, of it next to the house, if those who weren't at planning previously, wasn't there? We haven't got that on this one.
No.
Okay, Councillor De Serum.
Thank you, Chair. I think as we've discussed, the
just say, he wasn't actually saying he was removing the daylight. What Mr. Dibley was actually addressing was the fact that, in his view, he's actually got overlooking in his own garden at the present time, and therefore would need some sort of screening. He wasn't actually saying he was trying to prevent light. I don't. Yes.
But if we don't get the garage.
Yeah, you'd have to have some form of screening.
So I think that's something that we need to take on board as a committee.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I'm not suggesting it's for this matter, but I certainly think the key issue is distance. And also, the applicant hasn't said whether or not, according to the South West Water, whether he's demonstrated how its proposed development will have the separate file and same sort of drainage. So I think that needs to also be clarified, because the applicant was actually told by South West Water. So for those reasons, I would propose refusal. And obviously, I'll pass you over to Councillor Nash if you have any other thoughts as well.
Thank you. Councillor Nash?
Thank you. No, I just reiterating this distance of 1.25 metres, the large wall covering someone's window, is at the gate of animals. The distance has got to be larger. It's not that this window is low down, the window is high up. So unless one was standing up and probably standing on the chair, you wouldn't be looking over into the garden of number 62 anyway. But it is light into the dining room of number 60. And it's no different from what we agreed at the last planning meeting, that the objection that the distance is too close and the height too high.
Thank you. Any other questions? No. So it's been proposed and seconded for refusal on the same lines as the last planning meeting, which was that we objected on the original application on the grounds of loss of amenity and light to number 60. The height of the garage would be above the boundary wall and have an overbearing effect, just 1.25 metres from their property. And the representations you've already had. So it's proposed and seconded for a refusal on that basis. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? In that case, that's refused. Thank you. So now go back to the original agenda. Go back to item 2, minutes of the meeting held on the 10th of April 2017. These have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? Agreed. Thank you. Okay, that's lovely. Item 3, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Has anyone? Yes, Councillor Bailey.
I'm just here to observe, that's what I'm going to thank you. I'm also on licensing, so I will leave it when the licensing is
complete. Thank you. Licensing, yes. Yeah. Any other? No. Okay, thank you. I have no items of urgent business, so I'll move on to item 5, to determine applications under delegated powers. In Withycombe Raleigh Ward, application 17/0528/ advertising. Liverton Business Park, McDonald's, 6 illuminated totem signs, 2 illuminated banner signs, 2 illuminated directional signs, and 1 other illuminated sign. We have no representations. Councillor Taylor?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye. Thank you. I think before we agreed some, but refused a couple of them, I think.
Can I just say, I think the description is incorrect from on the front sheet, because I've looked at the application. It's exactly the same as the application on the previous application, which was 8 illuminated signs and 3 non-illuminated signs. The only thing that's different is that they've added... on the amended plan, they've added a gatepost type affair with a height barrier on. That is the only difference. And also, they've reinstated all the information on that side of the plan there, which was all scribbled out on the first plan. So But as
so the two additional illuminated signs, because there was
don't
eight,
accept,
there was
take,
eight and three
yeah.
non-illuminated,
yeah,
and now
exist.
We've got
11.
Yeah, but now we've got you got 11 illuminated signs
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, I can find. Well, you can see on the application form. I think if wrong, have you got it?
Too many.
Mm. So we've obviously got a few more illuminated signs.
So a lot of them are relocated signs, but I could only count eight illuminated and three not exactly the same as the previous.
Because this is saying, this is saying 11 illuminated.
Well, eight and three.
Saying 11 illuminated on the new plan, isn't it?
The majority of them are relocated signs, obviously.
Because it doesn't say in this application that any of them are non.
No, no, it says all illuminated.
Yeah, but in the application itself.
Eight and three,
no, but in the application themselves, they are. It says non-illuminated for some of them.
Yeah.
So perhaps we need to seek clarification then.
Chair, not just at the time. This is becoming probably the most dangerous turn coming out of the Elizabeth State onto the main road anywhere in Corbett. There are queues of traffic, not only a problem of holding up ambulances coming out of the fire, but when someone's coming out of Exeter, to have your eye distracted by some light at dusk, particularly, or at the end of the night period, with cars trying to come out, I think is totally wrong to illuminate that. I've been asked, I'll ask again, I think highways, county council, will have to put traffic lights.
Well, I think so, and if anybody was there during the Easter period, you'll know there's a 40-minute wait to turn right into Salterton Road. There was 30 to 40-minute wait. So they're going to have to do something.
Could left and round the roundabout.
Yeah.
Could I add, Chair, just in support of what Brendan and Bill have said, if indeed your suspicion is right, Brendan, that other sign might be one, a mobile one, then that makes your contention even more powerful.
I think probably what we need to do is obviously, I understand the guidance we're getting from the clerk, but obviously this is actually East Devon are telling us that they're all illuminated, even though it doesn't appear to be all illuminated on the application form. So I think we're going to have to take this as East Devon District Council are telling us they're going to be 11 illuminated signs. I think we need to make a decision on that basis, and we feel that it's inappropriate on that, which is clutter, I suppose we'd have to say. I mean, if you think of the reasons we can refuse, I think we'd have to say that eleven would be clutter. But I think we also need to take up Councillor Nash's point that in light of the busyness of the junction now, it'll be a distraction to drivers. And therefore, we don't feel it's appropriate to have that many signs. And certainly the ones on the corner and around the drive-in. Is that generally the view?
Yeah,
can I take that we'll go back on that basis? So.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult for us to refuse certain signs without getting clarification, I think. Because certainly the application form doesn't show they're all illuminated, but obviously East Devon District Council have put that they are all illuminated, so...
Jump on it quick.
Yeah, I think it's probably difficult to say, for us to say we refuse this sign or that sign without getting a bit of clarification. Is everyone happy if we go back on that basis? Yeah, thank you. We'll now consider planning applications. Firstly, Brixington Ward, application 17, oblique 0781 full, 3 Hayley Close, creation of off-road parking to front. Highways are given normal standing advice and there are no representations. Councillor Nicholas?
I had a bit of a shock when I went there. According to the plans, they're on one that's on a very steep, some of those driveways there are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So at first glance I thought, yeah, that's not a problem. But when I went there, I couldn't even get up to the door because they were working on what looked like a conversion of a garage and a new, and it come out and I thought, well, that's an odd way of cutting out a piece. You usually start from the bottom and work it up. But anyway, I phoned up planning when I got home and they said, well, it was authorised about 3 weeks ago.
Ah.
Mm.
Well, conversion of the garage, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And things, so they're obviously starting from that end because I was thinking, another retro one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I can't see any difficulty providing they do exactly what they said, which is basically cut out the front, which is steep. And they
put it at the bottom.
And not in Bradham Lane.
Yeah. You happy to second?
Yeah, no problem with that.
Okay, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Now move to Holston Ward. Application 17, oblique 0853 full, 3 Bapton Close, ground floor side extension. There are no comments and no representations. Councillor Dumper?
I couldn't really see the problem with the plans, certainly.
No, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Now move on to 17, oblique 0819 full, 8 Phillips Avenue. Remodelling and raising of existing roof, including construction of rear dormer to enable second floor accommodation, construction of first floor extension to front elevation, and alteration to first floor side facing window. Members will recall that we had an application a few meetings ago for the same property where we had concerns on the dormer. I've looked at the new plans and I don't actually feel it's going to make much difference to the original decision, but Councillor Dumper?
No, I agree with you.
I don't think it's moved enough for me to say that I'd be happy with it to be.
Yeah.
And it is out of keeping still with the rest of Phillips Avenue, so therefore I propose refusal.
Yeah, it's going up too much.
Mm. So, proposed and seconded for a refusal. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 0799 full, 188A, Exeter Road, demolition of garage, construction of a holiday let and erection of a replacement garage. Councillor Dumper?
Well, in a way, it's the sort of application, although this house is quite big and there's plenty of land and all the rest of it, I wondered whether there'd be any comments on that, but in general terms,
yeah, I mean, there have been a number of applications in the past for various to have a second dwelling in the grounds and have various other things, but I couldn't actually see a problem with this application.
No.
So I'm happy to support.
Chair, just as we put on the usual clause that it's holding it and not decided.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all right. I was just going to ask what's the difference between a house and a holiday let.
Well, no, it's just the garage. It's the same footprint on the same site. And I think what they were trying to do in the past, they've been trying to build an extra house in the grounds.
Yeah.
Whereas this is the garage. This is slightly different to what we have had.
Okay,
it's a completely separate dwelling.
As Cherry has raised the issue, of course, in planning law, there is a definite distinction between holiday let accommodation.
You've still got a kitchen. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing.
But this is actually more. This is near to the house, and it's part of the house. Whereas the other applications that have been refused are as a separate dwelling, away from the house. So this is very different to what we have had.
I know it's in Halston Moor, but I seem to remember friends having a house in Exeter Road. And there is a problem on occasions with sewerage.
Yeah, there is, but it's in a different part of Exeter Road normally.
Can we ask what the sewerage is like from that property?
Can do.
From South West Water? Because I know in Littleham they had to put in a separate sewer pipe into the main pipe.
Mm.
So, I mean, because they're older properties, I don't know what they're like there.
Yeah. I mean, there haven't been problems in that part of Exeter Road, as far as I'm aware. It's further down that we've had the problems.
Yeah, it tends to go down the bottom.
Yeah.
That's the junction,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That's been
that's
more the problem. This is further up.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
nearer to the co-op.
Yeah, but everything goes downhill though, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, it does. True. True. Yeah.
Not being crude or anything.
I mean, I'll be honest, really in line with what other properties we've had in Exeter Road and in the rear of Exeter Road, I couldn't actually see that we would be able to move from giving it approval, but I'm happy to, you know, but we can check the sewage. We'll get certainly our surface water to come.
Well, wouldn't that would come back and say, well, you never said?
No. So proposed and seconded for approval with that subject to obviously South West Water comment or discussion. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 0792 full, 28 Trinfield Avenue. Rear and front dormers, side roof lights, rear extension and front porch. I'm surprised we've had no representations. My personal view is this is quite large, actually.
Yes.
There's quite a lot in Trinfield Avenue have made alterations with dormers. But to my mind, I think this is a little large and is out of keeping with the rest of Trinfield Avenue. But Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, I would, if you're proposing,
yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
They're building a house now.
Yes, it is, but there are quite a lot in Trinfield and Springfield Avenue that have got dormers, but this, to my mind, is out of keeping with the rest of that particular side of Trinfield Avenue, because there's houses one side, so, yeah. So I'm proposing seconded for refusal on the basis that it would be out of keeping with the area of Trinfield Avenue it's in. One point, but then you get the bungalows, don't you?
Yeah.
So we'll give it a go. So proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to, we've done the two in Foxholes. So we now move to 17, oblique 0762, major full, 1 Salesdown Road. Demolition of existing property and construction of new build tent apartments with associated parkings. We have had representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, 5 representations, all residents of the flats at Alliston House. They are concerned at the increased amount of windows that will overlook their properties and their outside amenity space. The hedge and the boundary wall between the properties should be retained as a heritage asset, and they're saying that bats are present in the area and may be roosting in the roof space of the property. They say it is a loss of another century-old house in the avenues, with 100 households putting pressure on drainage, sewerage and medical care. The driveway is also directly opposite the property across the road and should be relocated to avoid accidents. And there's concern about the removal of trees and hedges to accommodate the new development. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Nash or Councillor Sam? Councillor Nash?
That side elevation where the hand cursor is on is what I expect to look like facing onto Alliston House, where a lot of complaints have come from, understandably. Overall, to summarise, having spoken to residents in the whole area, I would say that, first of all, this proposed building is larger than the existing footprint. Although it does say in the documentation, it is of a similar scale, it is not. And if you look at the two location plans, you can see it's a much bigger look at it compared to if you go to the existing. On the one before Ron's, you can see that it's a much larger. Unfortunately, this is quite a small plot. It's not a very large plot, and therefore one could consider it for overdevelopment, considering you've got to put in 22 parking spaces in there, so there won't be any dark or any green space at all. And that building is going to consist of 52 separate rooms, so it's a large building. It would have been desirable, and I think the residents in the whole area would have gone along with what's happened in other areas where an existing house is adapted into flats but keeping the same facade, north, south, east, west elevations, and in the same plot of ground. This isn't, it's taking down what is a perfectly good existing house, purely to get jam more flats in. The existing landscape will disappear on the side elevation to Elliston House, and hence why the owners there are saying there's a wall, which is a boundary wall where it's got H1, H2 there, and the edges, but in the middle where that dotted bit garage has been taken down, the wall will disappear, a large gap. They're saying, can they make it a heritage wall? I don't know whether that's possible, but it is an old boundary wall. But it does expose it greatly. And as I said, the four dormers will look directly into the immediate space of Elliston House. There are other factors as well. As far as foul drainage is concerned, it says that they're going to run through the existing sewers, which is questionable, considering there's going to be 10 dishwashers, 10 washing machines, 14 lavatories, 13 showers, and 13 baths. And there have been problems, I suppose, so I think that does need investigated by surface water. They also said surface water should go into foul drainage as well. This will add to the problem of quite a large building, it should be a sub, so I think that should be looked at. And coming, not least of all, to what I call non-fellow friends, the bats. People in the area say they're definitely bats and they feel they're in their house. Now, the survey that was done, interestingly, was an external survey only on one day of heavy rain. So there's no evidence of bats from the previous night because it rained heavily, and all day where they surveyed, they have not done a survey. So with all of that, I think you can see that I'm moving for objection.
So the basis of the refusal is overdevelopment of the site. Is it out of line with the avenue statement, the avenues?
As far as the design.
Because it's because of the amount of size? I mean, is that because you...
Yes, if you can change about the 25%.
Yeah.
As yet, Tara have made no comment on it, but I'm sure so.
Mm.
But our recommendations.
Yeah.
This is not a big box.
No, and obviously the overlooking.
Overlooking onto
Elliston.
There's not enough room for parking, is there?
Well, 22 parking spaces are generally there somewhere, which means taking on this lower boundary,
some at the top.
One of the there, all of those ring ground T1239 all be taken down to make parking spaces. So it's going to open up the other boundary. The people have started complaining on that side. But it is...
No, I think the parking spaces are excluding that because if you... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22... No, the parking spaces are already marked out there without taking those trees down. If you where Ron's is marking, all the way around there, all the way that side, and all of those the other side.
Well, at the moment, the shrubs all along.
Yes,
the park.
No. Oh, you were talking about the T12, T13 over here. They wouldn't need to take those out because they're already marking
yes.
them.
If you go, please, Ron's, to another sheet showing those trees, it is a plan.
No, because they're taking out the ones at the front.
It is showing that on there, all of these trees are of no value and will be demolished. So there's a whole.
Oh, right, okay.
Can't find it on there.
Tree
No, we can
with
check.
With major plans, I can't download every single one.
No.
Okay.
That's fair enough. It was just clear that they got 22 spaces in without moving those trees.
I don't know why they want to take these trees down.
No, well, that's why I was querying, because they've got the spaces in without them, so I didn't know why they were taking those trees down, really.
Well, these two are coming down.
Yeah, those two are coming down. It was these, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got the it's overdevelopment of the site, and it's more than 25% increase in the size of the building, so against the Avenue's design statement, and obviously it's overlooking Alliston House, and also we ought to say that it's, we understand there may be bats in the area because it should have a bat survey.
Drainage.
Yeah.
Tree officer report.
Chairman, do we know the distance between the proposed development and the last quarter of the Alliston House there on the top to the right hand side? Would that be the nearest where the building is? Do we know what the nearest reach is there, please?
I don't think I know.
It
is. No, that's the original, isn't it?
That's the original. On the
yeah, that.
It is a distance.
It is a distance.
It's not close, but it's an illegal distance.
Yeah.
But
don't
it looks like
what this gap here
the
is.
Dormers, it's going to be straight down into the
immediate gap. Yeah, I'm just confused with where it says H1 and H2,
there
and it says removing the garage. But I mean,
they are just still there.
The hedge and everything is still there according to the plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than just a gap in the hedge or anything, it looks from the plan that it's still going to have a girl going to. Well, no, it's showing that it's still got a hedge in between H1 and H2.
No, there's no hedge in between that little thing. Is some plants on the other side of the wall.
Right.
It's not a hedge. There's no hedge there.
Can't leave a gap.
Yeah. Now the
alleyway,
they've gone exceptionally high.
Yeah. Okay.
And unfortunately, on H1, where they've tried to prune them, they've gone bare, so you've got no coverage until you get 10 feet high.
Yeah.
It's just bare trunks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're taking that tree down as well, aren't
they? They're taking that.
2014,
yeah. So they're in the middle.
Okay. So. As proposed and seconded for refusal on that basis. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? No, thank you. Move to 17, oblique 0748 full, flats 2 and 3, 3 Trefusis Terrace. Replacement PVC windows and installation of decorative window shutters. Highways do not wish to comment and we have no representations. Councillor De Serum.
Thank you.
So, proposed and seconded to approval, subject to the Conservation Officer's report, obviously. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Now move to Town Ward. First application 17, oblique 0830 full, 21 Imperial Road, the York Inn. Removal of existing window on north elevation and installation of colour-coated aluminium double-glazed bifolding doors. Councillor Masding.
Yes, as we said, it's replacement of a window with a door. It's quite a large window, is now being, as you see, a large window in the middle is being replaced by folding doors. One of the people really is that it does seem to be a safety enhancement in the event of a fire or whatever, people can leave the building more quickly. Otherwise, I've got no objections.
Okay, have we a second? Councillor Nash.
Which other people have done it?
Councillor Dumper.
Like that old 60s standard, dancing in the street at 1 o'clock in the morning, the crowds
push it out.
Yeah. So we got a seconder for. Okay, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/0567 listed building consent. 40 The Strand, replace 10 internal doors with new timber fire doors. There's no representations, and I presume we haven't got the listed building officers' report. No. Councillor Masding?
Yes, thank you. Yes, have you looked at the photographs?
I'm happy to second that. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application 17/0157 full. Bay Leaf Cafe Restaurant, 19 The Strand. New awning and installation of canvas barriers to enclose the external tables. Councillor Masding. I can say I think I've got two ways of looking at that, because certainly the barriers that are outside Prezzo's is helpful, because it meant that the people don't spread their chairs out and impede people trying to cross the zebra crossing outside the town hall. So it's actually helpful in that instance. Councillor Bailey.
Thank you, Chairman. I wonder if it would be possible, while considering this application, to find out from the clerk exactly how far from their front door their shop premises they can extend, because as Councillor Adams, they seem to be extending everywhere, and it would be difficult in the near future in the summer to actually get around. I'm thinking of, dare I say, Franklin's, who seem to be taking over the whole square.
I mean, I have to say the Bay Leaf had permission to put their tables, because we did discuss at a previous meeting about the fact that their tables were the other side of the road, didn't we?
We have a file back in the office, I can look it up for you.
Mm.
Councillor Nash.
Chair, the only concern is these canvas barriers, if they're going to be fixed permanently.
No, they're not being fixed.
No. Each time.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that anyway, does it?
No, but I presume they're the same as we've got. Yeah, and so do
and
Nero, so does Costa.
Otherwise, if there's any rent on the strand, right onto the grass.
But they're not allowed to go over the roadway. You know, there's just, you can see just where the roadway is.
The roadway, they can't,
No, they're normally removable. They just move them out of the way, which is what Prezzo's and everybody does.
I was under the impression that they got their street pavement licence from County Council.
They did.
And on their licence, it does say how many meters and how many tables.
How many tables and
how many
chairs.
Many
chairs.
They have to be within what County Council has said. But we haven't got.
No, when it came up, we did have concerns about the tables that were the other side of the road, if you recall.
Yeah.
But they did limit them to the two tables next to the restaurant.
Can we ask County Council for a copy?
We've got them
in the office.
With the measurements?
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to be taking over and policing them.
As
of when? 1st of April?
Well, when they came down to hand it over.
Because they're meant to be giving some training as well, aren't they? Giving some sort of support before we take it over.
We emailed them last week, actually.
Does that make it a lot easier?
So if they've got more tables out, we'll have to be... Have we got copies of all of them?
Yeah.
Aha!
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And this is why we've been able to complain about some. But I have to say that the barriers outside Prezzo's and the ones outside Costa are helpful rather than a hindrance, because it does mean when they start creeping, they do tend to.
Barriers.
Yeah. So, Okay, so.
You know what Santa could do with some in certain places.
So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Any against that? Thank you. Next application is in Withercombe Raleigh, which is 17, oblique 0767 full, 18 Green Close. Proposed single story and two story extension to the northeast elevation. Highways do not wish to comment, and South West Water have given some guidelines. We have no representations. Councillor Taylor.
No representations. No, it's a corner site. It's a big, deep lot. And I think it's, although I couldn't get up in, I could only look over the hedge into the back. But it's a big area there, as you can see.
Yeah. Oh, right, yes, yeah, I'm with you.
The few bungalows in there, it's the garden comes onto that boundary.
Mm hmm.
It's the sort of thing that if we can have a little bit of sea, a bit more, it's a summer, you know, it's very nice, isn't it? So
yes.
Two story.
Yeah. Seem to have got plenty of space, haven't we?
It's in the corner of the parkway.
Yeah.
There is room there to do it. So.
Yeah, and they're not overlooking, are they, from there?
No,
so. Okay, happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Okay, that completes the planning applications. I've now got some licences to consider. The first application is in respect of Exmouth Town Council, which is for the Imperial Recreation Ground, which is in respect of the festival, I assume. It doesn't say it on the top, it says it later on. In respect of the festival, which is the 25th of May to the 30th of May, and its various opening hours, and for the activities, because they've got live music, as we are aware. And they also play recorded music and entertainment, and the supply of alcohol on premises only. And various conditions have been offered by the client, which is similar to when they had the festival last year. And as far as I know, we didn't have too many problems with any disorder or any crime or any public safety or nuisance, as far as I'm aware. But so I don't think I've got any problems with this. How about Councillor Nash?
No, as you just said, Chairman, last year was the first year that we had a lot of activity up in that area, as opposed to the Inland Gardens. I'm visited to 11 PM because of a suggestion it might go on later, but I think 11 PM is bright. Apart from that one Friday Saturday.
Yeah. Which is the big concert, isn't it? Yeah.
And because it is an event covered by our own staff, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and I would say there shouldn't be a problem with other members.
Any other comments?
Just say 11:30
for the weekend.
Yes, just for the weekend. That's really to close the site down and make sure it's clear. On the big events. So I think we're quite happy with this one. Is everybody quite happy and support this application? Yeah, thank you. Okay, the next application, which is Teapots Cafe, Withercombe Village Road. There's various times here. I have to say, from a personal point of view, I'm not so happy with this one. I am concerned. This is Teapots, for those who don't know. It's a Teapots Cafe, Withercombe Village Road. It's in the shops, the shops that are just opposite Burnside. I have two concerns, really. I've got one that they seem to be making this more into a pub than it is a cafe. And obviously we have children, both from Withercombe Primary School, walking past and going. I don't know whether they will be doing it, because it's from 8 AM to 11:30 PM. And we've also obviously got the college with children. And I'm not sure about public nuisance, and Brenda's better than I, in the sense that we've got sheltered housing opposite, Brenda, with whether you think that would be any concern to the elderly residents in Burnside.
I wouldn't think so.
I was just thinking that this is more open in the middle of a parade of shops rather than overtly a pub like the Holly Tree, or, you know, where you have to really go into that, do you know what I mean? Whereas the Teapots is very open, isn't it, now? You know, you just...
You know.
Yeah,
it's
a lovely, place. I mean, I've been in there, and it's, you know.
But I just wonder why they want to, you know, the alcohol.
Yeah.
So the only thing I say is that it's number J. There's a lot of alcohol consumption on and off the premises. I'm back of all these Fridays and Mondays to 1 a.m.
I think it'd be difficult to turn it. Yes.
With outside drinking areas, but they're inside on the back of the other clubs, aren't they?
And that was my only concern, because it was in the parade of shops, and it was fairly open for people walking past and everything. You know, that was my only concern. Councillor Masding. Well, if we just raise our concerns, because, I mean, obviously, as we're aware, I mean, I don't know what the police's view is, and that really is paramount in these licences anyways, as we know. So, would you be happy, Brenda, because it's your patch, I mean, would you be happy if we just raise some concerns? No, that's okay, it's just, you know, as ward councillor, I wouldn't want to...
Are we objecting, making
our
comments, because obviously that's
do we want to formally object, or do we want to just raise these comments with licensing, raise our concerns? How do we feel?
Unless we've got real grounds for objection.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to raise concerns, because we haven't got sufficient information, I don't think, to actually object as such. Is that fair? Yeah. Okay, we'll do that in that case. Right.
Are they there?
Yeah, I think they're at the doors. Okay. I don't know. They've done a runner. Okay. Right, the third item for consideration is East Devon Planning Obligations Supplementary Planning Document, representation period 5th of April to the 15th of May. I have read through most of this consultation statement. There's a lot of interesting views have been put forward. I don't know if everybody's had the time to read through it or wish to read through it. I was just going to really note the information that's given, but it does give some idea what people's views are on how the SILs should be spent and what priorities we should have. And it's so if you have got time, I would suggest you do at least read the consultation.
I don't know who was more confused, the person who wrote it or me reading it.
Yes, it isn't an easy one to read. And I have to say, some of the comments that have been made are in line with what the main document was in the first place. But I think what's interesting is that, and I always find it interesting, is when one East Devon department is challenging the other East Devon department in saying they haven't followed certain guidelines or certain policies. But it is interesting, in as much as it does give some planning guidance, but it also gives some idea on the SIL payments and what people's views are on what it is spent on. So it is an interesting document, but I was only going to note it. I don't feel that we want to make a certain opinion at this stage, but if people do have time to look at it and they want us to make some sort of comment from the planning committee, then I'm happy to bring it back to the next planning, because it doesn't expire until the 15th of May, so I'm happy to bring it back to the next planning meeting if members wish to. Exactly, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I quite agree. Yeah. No. 1.5 spaces. Yeah. Yes. So, do you want us to bring it back to the next meeting, or are you happy that we just note the report and anybody who wishes to make any particular points you make yourself to East Devon?
Just note it.
Yep, thank you. Item 8 for information, Mr. Steve Taylor, application has his proposed construction of a detached dwelling at Foxhole Pound Lane, and he's appealed. And you received a copy letter for information, and if anybody wishes to say anything, you can do. We'll wait and see how that goes. We actually objected, I believe, as well as the district council. Yeah. And then there's just the planning decisions, which it looks as if we've all got them right this time. Well, let's say East Devon got them right. So no other matters for discussion. I'll close the meeting. Thank you, members.